with Professor Peter Lonham. G'day, mate. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you.
I like just tacking your name onto the end of that sting there, myself. What's going on in spiritual land?
Well,
I never know what to call it.
This is a truly extraordinary story. The name of the man is Todd Bentley.
Mm.
And
sounds Todd prestigious.
Pardon?
Sounds prestigious with that last name.
That's right. This is a curious individual, though. Born 1976.
Okay.
And he's a prophet. He's Canadian. And God tells him.
Do you need a certificate or something to prove that you're a prophet, or do you just...
He's been working on certificates, but most people are a bit cautious about giving a certificate to this man.
How do you prove your prophetdom?
Yeah. Because God tells him many things. And he then proceeds on stage or on TV or whatever to acknowledge him. So Todd Bentley is a big... looks like a motorbike aficionado. I think he is a motorbike aficionado. So he's covered with tattoos and
he's sort of appealing to sort of your blokey type of...
Yeah, that's right, precisely.
Okay.
And God speaks to him very directly, and he then implements what God tells him in extraordinary ways. So if God tells him that that person is filled with a demon, he simply kicks them with his motorcycle boots.
Does he kind of look like Dog the Bounty Hunter? Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah. Yes, that's getting pretty close.
Is
it?
And, hey, is it okay if I totally love this guy and you don't really like him? Or,
that's right. No, he has a certain appeal, I suppose, to some.
Let me guess.
Tells me more about you than tells me about him, of course.
He's from America, isn't he?
Canada, actually.
Oh, snap. There you go. Okay.
And he set up this ministry called Fresh Fire Ministries.
Okay.
And was very involved in something called the Lakeland Revival. And in the Lakeland Revival, he chased demons across the stage and screamed at them and yelled at them and became a kind of media sensation for a while for those who like spectacular
nonsense. It's a total gambit, though. People lap this stuff up.
Yes. Well, I think it would be impossible for this guy to have any credit in the pre-televised media age, I think.
Right. He needs to.
But in this age, he is totally enjoying it.
What's his name? What's his charismatic maniac's name?
Todd Bentley. Bentley in the car.
Yes, Bentley.
T-O-D-D.
Don't mind if I just have a little squiz on the internet.
And it's truly interesting to go and look at the wacky stuff. Fresh Fire Ministries, the spectacular revival at Lakeland. Then he's discovered, and I'm not quite certain of sequence here, so to be fair, maybe his divorce came before his affair, or maybe not. But he connected up with a range of... there's a group of people who are recognized by those who recognize each other as prophets, and this is the problem, they're self-confirming.
Oh, is there like a prophet Facebook page?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, I might try and...
And they mutually recognize each other's great prophets.
Oh, what did you guys hear today? Oh, yeah, he was talking to me. Well, wait a minute, he was talking to me at 5:10. How could he be talking
to me? That's right,
yes. And then have little prophet arguments and stuff.
Yeah, and Todd has a deal with angels, including one called Emma.
Oh, man, this is too good.
Doesn't seem very inspiring. However, he's in trouble. He needs your help, the Hungry, because...
Right, he shaved his beard off and it's not coming back, the strength that you would appreciate.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, he wants money, doesn't
they
he?
They caught him out in a few misdemeanors.
Oh, Todd.
And so some of the other prophets decided to review his ministry. Now, he, of course, declares they had no prophetic right to do so.
Right.
And rejects completely their cruel attack on him.
Hmm.
But will presumably continue on with a vast following, just as people do in this way.
With prophets, I'm just intrigued with the whole phenomenon.
Yep.
Does it, like, say I'm having a chat with a prophet, will the prophet just, like, will God just kind of talk to the prophet and then they'll just stop talking to me, like, real rudely, and I'm saying, hang on, mate, God's just, hang on. And I'll be like, fuck, is it about me? Like,
yeah, there's a typical kind of style, and I would say it was a put-on style, right. But it goes right back to the ancient Greeks.
It's probably learnt, yeah.
Yes, I think so. Mm. Learnt behaviour, mm-hmm. where you need to tremble and go into Old English.
Okay. Oh, like okay.
If you want to speak, if God is speaking to you, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thou...
Yeah. Okay. Shakespeare-y. Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's right. And so this gives a certain sense of rich authenticity.
Of oldness.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Increasingly, with the particular insiders group of prophets that he's dealing with, and this includes names that will mean nothing to you, but are quite significant in certain circles,
right.
And including in New Zealand circles, yeah. Rick Joyner, Bill Johnson, and the like.
Okay. I feel like I've heard Rick Joyner before.
Yeah, that's right. Now, a name like that should inspire you with confidence. And within these, they self-authenticate each other's prophecy.
Okay. I'm all about prophets right now. How many prophets are there cruising around on the planet at the moment? Is there a limit we're allowed? Or?
Well, when I was writing my History of Destiny Church, I was intrigued because various appointed prophets... So they told me. I interviewed them because I wanted to get some lowdown on some of the, you know, curious background to Brian Tamaki's theology. And it's very interesting because there is a little insider's network within what you might call a wacky extreme. But extremes still have their own coherence in their own way.
I imagine prophets are always calling each other out a little bit. Do they get kind of jealous?
Well, of course, that's right, because you want... There's a certain egging one another on to each more and more spectacular
I suppose
claims.
A lot of them are speaking to the same God. Some of them are speaking to different gods. Some of them
of
are just
course.
Speaking to someone called Emma that might have died.
Yes, that's right. And see, there was a striking case of this in New Zealand in 1990 when a prominent visiting prophet... said there was going to be an eruption at Lake Taupo.
Oh, that's handy. Cheers, mate.
And that's pretty specific. I don't recall... Well, I don't think there was an explosion of Lake... I think we would have known.
There definitely was, but yeah.
Quite a long time ago.
Quite a long time ago, yeah. And that was well documented.
Yes. And so this is the kind of world where... On the whole, it's really best to make nothing very specific in terms of your claim.
Must be a lucrative business, though.
Oh,
I bet Todd's doing all right.
Yes, I think Todd is doing extremely well.
Mm.
And it sounds like having quite a lot of fun on the side
as
well.
That's annoying.
Of course, this is a little bit tricky because Fresh Fire, the website is quite interesting. The Fresh Fire website, which invites you, by the way, to join the Kingdom Alliance.
Okay.
I believe God is knitting together in the Spirit tribes of like-minded ministries that understand there is a greater wine in the cluster. That's a very mixed metaphor, I think, but never mind. And then, of course, there are many opportunities to give money to join this Kingdom Alliance.
Mm.
And he runs a church called Secret Place Church. Which
Who, Todd?
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay. But, of course, we don't know where it is because it's in a secret
place. No, that's understood. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. it sounds all completely loony.
Mm.
But
Perfect. Right, that's just great.
I don't think we should underestimate the amount of looniness and the fringe of religion.
Well, also, look, if you... Right at the end of you, so maybe you've got some kind of illness and the only thing left is some tweaked out faith. That placebo can save lives, Peter. I think the mind is a powerful thing. So
yes, I guess that's true, that the longing for something to happen creates a powerful willingness to accept things that the rest of us might be inclined to be sceptical about.
Yeah, we've actually just got a text in. What does Peter think of Jim Baker and his religious silver situation can cure coronavirus, apparently, and Americans are well into it. That's a real Johnny come lately kind of thing. Oh, look, I've got the answer to this one.
So, I mean, the coronavirus is seen as a judgment of God on the wickedness of all who...
Well, then why would we be curing it if God wanted it so?
Yes, but then you want a powerful protection from God.
Mm.
and the belief that you could be protected from all ills. Often prophets promise an extraordinary protection, a kind of shield. It's interesting that they often talk military metaphors.
Right. Protection from the big dog. What does the word prophet actually stand for? Do you know like what it means? Like the crux of the word? Sorry to put you on the spot. Are you there, Peter? Oh, damn. Peter? I guess that was Peter Lynham signing off.